Yeah, I think it has been his free will to resign. Then as a church, we always respect the opinion of His Holiness when he thinks or decides to resign.
What do you think will be most difficult at this period the Pope is making resignation? So how will it take for another Pope to take over?
Actually, the resignation of the Pope will come to effect on the 28th. Then from there, the see will fall vacant. That is, there is no successor of St. Peter on the chair. There is no Pope. And from there will be arrangement for the election of the new Pope. And there will be a caretaker that we call Camerlengo. He's a special cardinal, always appointed without the knowledge of anybody. But when the Pope resigns or dies, then he will be appearing as the one guiding the whole process into the election of the new Pope.
How do Catholic Church arrange for election of a new Pope?
You know, the Catholic Church is so organized that it is always easy to find a successor of a Pope, or the successor of St. Peter, let us say. And therefore, we have cardinals, and the cardinals are those to elect the Pope. And normally, they elect the Pope from among themselves. And there are not so many around the world. We are also lucky that to have one cardinal also, a South Sudanese who is a cardinal. Therefore, he will be also among those to elect the new Pope, or also his eligible candidate for papacy also.
Why isn't Pope resigning? What is the reason behind for the Pope to resign? And what is the reaction of the general Catholic faith in the Church?
Yeah, certainly the Catholics around the world and everybody was shocked, because people are not used to see the Pope resigning. The last Pope who resigned was seven centuries ago. That is around 600 years ago. And therefore, of course, six generations have passed, and such knowledge of the resignation of the Pope doesn't exist in the world. And then with the resignation of this Pope, everybody was surprised. So how is it? Because people don't imagine that a Pope can resign. They see him as somebody who is supposed to remain in the chair until he dies as a Pope. And now that there is somebody resigning, was not easy for them to understand, including the president of the United States of America, Obama, who came up the very day of saying that it was a shock to the whole world to see that the Pope is resigning. But the Pope made it very clear that he has resigned out of his free will and because of his health reason, and he cannot be able to carry out his duty well as a Pope with that weak health, and therefore he decided to resign. And I think in the Catholic Church, when Pope resigns, nobody asks him not to resign. There is nobody who can convince him that he should not go ahead with his resignation. It is clear in the canon law, once he resigns, he resigns. And then the only thing is that people have to find a way of arranging for the new Pope. There is no any way of convincing him, because the law is clear. He resigns, and that resignation has to be respected, because there is no any authority can question his resignation. After all, he's a supreme pontiff. The name given to him by the Catholic Church is so powerful that when he resigns, you cannot question his resignation. And that is the reality in the Catholic Church. But as I said at the beginning, it was not easy for the Catholics around the world to understand. It's not only in the Republic of South Sudan, but all over the world, including some heads of states that could not understand why the Pope should resign, because, as I said, the last resignation was seven centuries ago.
What do you think, as apostolics in the Catholic Church, where do you think the next Pope will be coming from?
It is really difficult to know, because the cardinals are from all the continents. You have cardinals from Africa, cardinals from Europe, cardinals from Latin America and from Australia, and everywhere you have cardinals, though they are very few. They are around 130-something, but they are scattered all over the world, including ourselves in South Sudan. We have Cardinal Gabriel Zubair, Wako, who is the Archbishop of Khartoum. And I think one of them will become Pope, but from where, that will depend on the reality on the ground there, how who the cardinals will think can guide the church after this great man, great theologian, Pope Benedict the 16th. But normally, whoever becomes a pope is welcomed by all Catholics around the world without any objection.
How many days do it take for the pope election?
It normally is few. It doesn't last long. And I am sure we shall have the next pope before Easter. Easter this time is on the 31st of March. Before that, we shall have the new pope who will lead the people on the Easter celebration.
Thank you very much, Apostle.
And may God bless you and our listeners.